Welcome to the week 3 episode of our web series, Agatha, on lassotoday.com. If you didn't read the week 2 episode, read it here. Week 3. Hit by a severe migraine that got her unconscious days ago, Agatha was immediately rushed to the hospital and had to be admitted overnight. Coming around later, with clusters of what had happened back at home running back into her brain, she asked after her husband. The doctor told her he left for home the night she was brought in and has not since returned. She attempted to pull off the drip on her. The doctor, alarmed, prevented her and had to call in a nurse to assist in calming her down. She announced she needed to get home and prepare for work the next day. But in truth, realizing that her housemaid and her husband had the house to themselves all night while she was on admission at the hospital was just not funny and she needed to get back home. She suddenly felt a pain in her buttock and soon, she helplessly dozed off. Agatha was discharged later that day. Her husband came to take her home. It was an opportunity to attack, so she did without thinking. She confronted Eddie with the accusation of sleeping with her housemaid behind her. In response, the man, very much shocked in appearance, flared up. He blasted away at the top of his voice, "How do you make a case of that? For me, Edward Craig, to stoop so low to sleep with your housemaid? And for you to have the audacity to put that to my face, what the hell do you take me for?" He went on and on until Agatha felt remorseful and almost doubted her instinct. She would find herself regretting her actions and apologizing thereafter. Clara warned her about letting him make her lose balance with his words, and it seemed that was what happened. Men are smart to glide away to safety with sugar-lining words, if given the room for a hearing, Clara once told her. Now, she perceived the truth in her friend's advice. Her senses were restored, and she realized she gave him room for an escape. Those were flowered words cunningly delivered, and she had just been tricked. So back on track, she held on to her conviction that her husband was sleeping with her housemaid. Period. Ebong was a dazzling frame any man will easily fall for. Maybe it was urban life that made her this blooming. Her enchanting body was not even visible when Agatha brought her in a year ago. Now, she is the pain she had to bear. She was confident she will triumph, with Clara by her side. Are Ebong and Eddie having an affair? Put another way round, is Agatha's husband sleeping with the housemaid? Perhaps, what we are about to witness would give us a clue. Agatha's doctor had advised her to take a lot of fruits. So, she stretched herself on the carpet grass which swept across the garden area, munching away on some slices of fresh pawpaw. She was all together, locked in on an interesting breaking news in a magazine. A pathetic story of a woman who was seeking divorce over her drunk husband's uncontrollable infidelity. The woman's story was indeed pathetic because she had 5 kids and she was the one footing their bills, while her supposed husband squandered his wealth on some university girls. As the news had it, the man appearing in court on that day made it 2 months since he had fled home. Agatha hissed. Agatha, munching her slices of pawpaw and her husband at a distance minding his own business, Ebong emerged to trim the flowers in the garden. After a while, cut away from Agatha's view, Ebong started waving her hand in the air to gain Eddie's attention. It took a while, but Eddie eventually looked up from the pictures he had in his hands. He noticed her, and he was very quick to make meaning of her signs. She had her thumb in her ear, and the little finger by her mouth. That meant, "Call me." Returning his eyes to the pictures he had been mingling with, he nodded carefully in response.